This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, January 19th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. We have a special offer for you. If you have not already taken advantage of Skywatch TV's fall/winter virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness, we have a special offer for you. Please stay tuned after the break for details. Topic number 5 today, arming Ukraine. The New York Times this week reporting that the U.S. military is dipping into a previously unreported stockpile of ammunition in Israel to supply Ukraine ahead of what is believed to be a Russian offensive in the spring. The Times reports, quote, "The Pentagon is tapping into a vast but little-known stockpile of American ammunition in Israel to help meet Ukraine's dire need for artillery shells in the war with Russia. This stockpile provides arms and ammunition for the Pentagon to use in Middle East conflicts. The United States has also allowed Israel to access the supplies in emergencies," end quote. Ukraine is especially in need of 155-millimeter artillery shells for, again, what is expected to be a Russian offensive in the spring. This stockpile has previously gone unreported. The Pentagon reportedly also tapping into another stockpile in South Korea, both Israel and South Korea so far remaining neutral in this conflict. Israel's in kind of a delicate position with the Kremlin because it's only because the Russian military turns a blind eye that Israel is able to strike inside Syrian territory against Iranian and Iranian-backed militia military positions. If Russia does have a military base in Syria, if they were to defend Syrian airspace, the Israelis would find it impossible or at least extremely difficult to hit those Iranian targets. The bigger picture here, though, it's another acknowledgement that the Pentagon's own supplies of ammunition are dwindling as we scramble to keep up with the rate at which Ukraine is going through these artillery shells and small arms ammunition. We are depleting our own stockpiles, our own stores of ammunition to keep this proxy war with Russia going. And in another note, the death toll from the Ukraine war's deadliest attack on a civilian at one location since last spring has now risen to 45. This was the attack that a missile that hit an apartment building in the southeastern city of Dnipro. There were 79 other people injured in that strike. Some 400 people left homeless. And this is the one thing that we can agree on, again, regarding the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine. It is the people of Ukraine that are paying the price for this proxy war between NATO and Russia. Topic number 4, greener, harder. As you know, the World Economic Forum is meeting in Davos, Switzerland this week, the ski resort community. Lots of private jets flying into Davos for this so they can tell us how to live greener. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announced a fresh expansion of the green agenda in the European Union during a speech before the WEF on Tuesday. She praised globalist leaders for their work in lowering carbon emissions and then committed the European Union to even further industrial green goals. Now, bear in mind that her speech is given in the middle of an energy crisis in the European Union, which has primarily come about because of these green goals. This is putting the European Union at risk of permanent deindustrialization, as industry, which was benefiting from relatively abundant and inexpensive natural gas from Russia, is now looking to move elsewhere where they can take advantage of energy supplies that don't cost as much as wind and solar. But rather than trying to roll back these damaging policies, von der Leyen doubled down on Tuesday, said that the EU will just work harder to achieve these goals and somehow saving its dying industrial sector with more green energy. Why not? The people paying the bills aren't the ones who are going to suffer from this. Von der Leyen and her wealthy friends, they won't be affected. It's the average citizens, the hoi polloi, the rabble of the EU. They're the ones who will suffer. And who really cares about them? There is some good news on this front, though. BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager with some $10 trillion under management, is facing increasing backlash about its ESG investing. That stands for Environmental, Social, and Governance. A handful of states here in the United States have pulled state investment funds from BlackRock over accusations that BlackRock is greenwashing, that it's investing money not based on where the best returns are to be had, but to pursue these social policies rather than actually trying to earn a return on investment. And on Tuesday, BlackRock CEO Larry Fink, who's in Davos for the World Economic Forum, told Bloomberg TV that ESG investing's reputation has been tarnished. And he said, quote, "We are trying to address the misconceptions. It's hard because it's not business anymore. They're doing it in a personal way. And for the first time in my professional career, attacks are personal. They're trying to demonize the issues," end quote. Well, yeah, I mean, when the issues you're promoting there, ESG investing, are literally anti-human, what else would you call it but, you know, demonic? Topic number three, politics. Couple stories out of Washington, D.C. First, the vast majority of the more than 14,000 hours of video recordings from the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, 2021, you know, the riot that the corporate media calls an insurrection, still hidden from public view. But during the voting to elect the next Speaker of the House, Republican Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida made as a condition for his vote that new Speaker Representative Kevin McCarthy would have to push to get the January 6th footage released. And McCarthy has said he intends to release all of those January 6th tapes, saying that the public should see what happened rather than rely on the report from the House Select Committee, which, of course, was stacked with Democrats and anti-Trump Republicans. Now, of course, this sent progressives into panic mode. The pundits on the left are just freaking out, suggesting this might compromise the security of the United States Capitol. More likely, it would just compromise the narrative that what happened on January 6th was an insurrection, because it wasn't. And the tapes will likely show that. Meanwhile, some Democrats in Congress trying to pass a bill that would expand the definition of a hate crime to include discussion of replacement theory. This legislation, sponsored by Texas Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee, would criminalize speech that is found to inspire a racially motivated crime. In other words, you could be held accountable for someone else's crime if it was determined they were motivated by your political comments on social media. There's no chance this law passes, but the fact this is even being discussed in public just shows where the mindset of progressives is right now. As we learned over the last 6 years and has become more increasingly obvious with each passing month, the only people who should be allowed to speak freely are the people who agree with them. Topic number two, Satan in the UK. Satanism on the rise in the United States for the last several years, but it's also now surging in the United Kingdom as the number of people in the UK, people who identify as Christian in the UK, continues to decline. In the past, the word Satanism has conjured up images of bloody sacrifices, black masses, casting spells, and so forth. But the modern-day Satanist in the UK, like the members of the Satanic Temple here in the U.S., say that's folklore. We don't believe in that anymore. We don't cast spells. We don't even worship the devil. We don't even believe in the devil. The new Satanists actually hold up the belief as a religion of the self. You see, they don't believe in Satan, but they believe his promise that ye shall be as gods. This is what is passing for religion today, and comes in various forms around the world. Many belief systems, essentially based on the idea that my will be done. Well, this is what you get when you move into a post-Christian world. The number of Christians in the UK now dropped so low that for the first time in the history of the census there, Christians are a minority inside the United Kingdom. Coming up, Greta Thunberg arrested, or was she? That's ahead on 5 and 10.
Now, at theskywatchtvstore.com, you're going to find the Walk by Faith special offer. Now, this offer includes three masterpiece works. First, you're going to receive, of course, Dorothy Spalding's new book, We Walk by Faith, Not by Sight, where you'll journey with Dorothy across the United States in an epic act of faith. You'll also discover how to hear the voice of God and carry it through, never wavering or quitting when times get tough. You're going to discover how to identify the secrets of prevailing prayer, tenacity, and courage, which I think Dorothy embodies, and you can tell that as she's here sharing her story. and learn to be a bold and fearless witness of Jesus Christ. But that's not all. You're also going to receive Dr. Thomas Horn's true biographical book, The Boy from El Mirage, where you'll learn how Tom cheated death three times and came to discover why God spared him for a kingdom purpose. This biography covers everything from how he met his lifelong mate, Nita, his early years as a pastor, supernatural events that he's experienced in his long and storied life, and most importantly, it's a call to action and message of truth for everybody today. And finally, you'll receive the biographical book, No Fences, by Whispering Ponies Ranch founder Nita Horn, where you'll experience her journey from devastation to tenderness, humor and warmth, from surviving poverty and discovering an invisible God who has a plan for all of our lives. No Fences is an intimate and revealing narrative of losing dreams, getting them back, and the faith journey in between. Altogether, these three masterpieces hold a retail value of $60, yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to miss out on this incredible opportunity to get this book. We walk by faith, not by sight. I promise you will be inspired and you'll learn a ton.
Item number one today, Greta Thunberg, staged or not, you decide. She is, of course, a political product of her activist parents and a useful tool in the hands of the climate alarmists who want to tell us how we should live. By the way, thank you to those of you who pointed this out to me. A number of you emailed this story to me overnight. Greta Thunberg was very publicly arrested and carried off by German police at a protest at a coal mine that is set to be expanded in Germany. See, the Germans not completely in line with von der Leyen's, they understand, look, if we're going to stay warm this winter, we need more coal. This, of course, sent climate protesters around the world into a tizzy when it was posted on social media. However, other images soon emerged after this picture was taken of Ms. Thunberg standing and laughing with police officers. She was carried by three officers, possibly for dramatic effect, but only for a few steps. And then she was set down again before being, bundled off into a police vehicle. In fact, she wasn't even arrested. They let her go after an identity check. Identity check, as if they didn't know already who she was. Once again, this is a manufactured crisis intended to convince us that we need to let our global, our ideological and intellectual masters tell us how we should live. If you have not yet taken advantage of SkyWatch TV's Winter Virtual Conference, Exposing the Darkness, please do so. And as an added incentive to do so, before it goes away on February 4th, SkyWatch TV is offering a 10% discount now. If you sign up now and use promo code DARKLASTCHANCE, all one word, DARKLASTCHANCE, then 10% off when you check out. That gets you 90 days access to 24 presentations and, as a free bonus, all 6 documentary films from SkyWatch Films. Find out more online and sign up now. Get instant access at defenderconference.com. This week's guest on SkyWatch TV with Joe Horn and the SkyWatch investigative team, Dorothy Spaulding, author of the new book, We Walk by Faith, Not by Sight, remarkable life story. Miraculous healings encouraged her to literally take up her cross and walk country. Did that for 8 years, made national headlines. She explains why she did it and why she was what the Lord has done in her life. It's a remarkable story. Our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air broadcast posted skywatchtv.com/channels. But you can watch that program right now at our website. All of our video content always there, skywatchtv.com. Our Rumble channel, rumble.com/skywatchtv. The new YouTube channel, youtube.com/skywatchtv now. Or add us to Roku or Apple TV. That's even better, because you get it, you get the weekly broadcast a few days early on the Roku and Apple TV channel, also on our free mobile app, which brings it right to your smartphone or tablet. All of our video content, important news updates 3 times a week, and a calendar of our upcoming events right there in the palm of your hand, whether it's iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire, phone or tablet. We have links to those app stores at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.